Nestled on a tree-lined street sits this young Center Hall Colonial, only a short distance to other Smithtown or Kings Park Village shops and amenities. Work continued on the 200-megawatt Wasquatum Generating Station during the 2009-2010 construction season. At the turn of the 20th century, work began on a unique navigational structure, the only one of its kind in North America. Solaneel has since produced many other products, and MRAC helped them take important steps in developing this earth-friendly plastic from a potato processing byproduct right here in Manitoba. Keeping honeybees healthy is more challenging than ever these days. One of the main concerns for beekeepers is the parasitic mite Varroa destructor. A brilliant prairie summer provided the canvas as a number of talented Winnipeg performers took part in creating a special musical love letter. Take a look inside Winnipeg's new stadium. The virtual venue is the best tool to search for and purchase tickets. Make your move to the new home of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
The Winnipeg Police Service is pleased to introduce CopLogic.
This reporting system has been designed for members of the public who want to report non-emergency criminal offenses. The public will enjoy the option of completing these simple reports at any computer equipped with internet access. Creating the 311 Contact Center is one of the most significant customer service enhancement initiatives the City of Winnipeg has undertaken. Through a strategic investment in technology and resources, 311 will be the new public voice of the city.
Good morning, this is Amy speaking. How may I help you?